This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Charlene Gordon, appellant versus Monsanto Company, respondent, decided December 3rd, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Charlene Gordon, number ED112075, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus DAS 17SLC02721, Monsanto Company, Honorable Brian H. May, respondent, filed December 3rd, 2024. Charlene Gordon, plaintiff, appeals the judgment entered upon a jury verdict in favor of Monsanto Company, Monsanto, on plaintiff's claims for strict liability product defect, strict liability failure to warn, and negligence. We affirm. I background. In July 2017, plaintiff sued Monsanto alleging her prolonged exposure to Roundup and its ingredient glyphosate caused her to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, NHL. 1. After years of pre-trial litigation and discovery, including the appointment of a special master by the trial court, due to the complexity of the litigation, plaintiff's case proceeded to a jury trial beginning in April 2023. Over the course of a 23-day trial, both plaintiff and Monsanto put forth extensive evidence, primarily consisting of expert testimony from numerous one-plaintiff-sued Monsanto along with dozens of additional co-plaintiffs, but those individuals are not pertinent to this appeal. Two witnesses and the admission of dozens of exhibits, plaintiff presented expert testimony focused largely on the purported causal connection between glyphosate and NHL, including details of plaintiff's medical history and the nature and duration of her exposure to glyphosate. Monsanto's evidence at trial consisted primarily of testimony from a multitude of expert witnesses in various areas of study, all claiming glyphosate is not carcinogenic. At the close of trial, the jury returned verdicts in favor of Monsanto on all three counts alleged by plaintiff, and the trial court entered its judgment in accordance with the verdicts. Plaintiff subsequently filed a motion for a new trial, which alleged the trial court erred by, inter alia, failing to admit into evidence a portion of a scientific publication offered by plaintiff at trial, restricting the direct examination testimony of one of plaintiff's expert witnesses, and admitting into evidence multiple foreign regulatory documents offered by Monsanto at trial. The trial court denied plaintiff's motion for a new trial. This appeal followed. Two truths to two. Discussion. Plaintiff raises 6 points on appeal. Plaintiff's first point on appeal argues the trial court erred in excluding the glyphosate toxicology section of a scientific publication from evidence as hearsay. The second point claims the trial court erred in restricting the questioning of one of plaintiff's expert witnesses on direct examination. In the remaining 4 points on appeal, which we address together below, plaintiff contends the trial court erred in admitting documents from various foreign regulatory bodies into evidence. A. Standard of review. A trial court's decision to admit or exclude evidence is reviewed only for an abuse of discretion, as is a trial court's determination as to whether sufficient foundation was laid for the two. To avoid unnecessary repetition, additional facts relevant to plaintiff's points on appeal will be set forth in sections the Sue B, 2C, and the Sue D of this opinion. 3 admission of evidence, Williams v. Mercy Clinic Springfield Communities, 568 SW3D, 396, 416-17, Moja Bank 2019, Asset Acceptance v. Lodge, 325 SW3D, 525, 528, Moab Hodge, ED, 2010. This court does not decide whether evidence should have been admitted or excluded, but whether the trial court abused its discretion by admitting or excluding the evidence. Piers v. Department of Corrections, 688 SW3D 65, 73, Emotre Apri WD 2024. An abuse of discretion occurs when the trial court's ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances and is so unreasonable and arbitrary that the ruling shocks the sense of justice and indicates a lack of careful, deliberate consideration. Williams, 568 SW3D at 416-17, citation omitted. Furthermore, proving reversible error requires a party to demonstrate both an abuse of discretion and prejudice. And this court will reverse only when the error was so prejudicial as to deprive the party of a fair trial. Piers, 688 SW3D at 73, Hurley v. Burton, 626 SW3D 810, 816, Moap ED 2021. B. Plaintiff's first point on appeal. Plaintiff's first point on appeal argues the trial court committed reversible error in excluding from evidence the glyphosate toxicology section of a scientific publication from the International Agents.